me and you to the experience of life, we see that sometimes your feelings with regards to work and being busy and occupied due to the busy life, sometimes your attitude or your feelings become a little bit subdued, feel bored, and sometimes automatically you feel that you want to go somewhere to refresh yourself. So the government realizes this fact, and according to the nature of man, when a city is developed, big city, small city, then this factor is paid attention to. And such amenities are developed so a person can go there and receive mental freshness. You could call these gardens or parks, open spaces in the cities of around the world. All cities around the world, you'll see different areas, and near to the homes a park is constructed. There's grass, flowers, people exercise, they walk around, because this is a very essential part for the human being's life. In the morning, if a person goes out for walking and he makes a habit of this in a park, then he's saved, his body saved from thousands of illnesses. And he feels fresh all day long, healthy. From a health point of view, from a medical point of view, it's stated a person wakes up in the morning, goes into a garden or grassland and walks around. Here, the weather is a bit different. So with regards to the people, they're coming and going. Children are playing in the park. So when a person goes to the park, his body, mentally, physically, spiritually, feels light and he feels fresh and he feels revived. And there's a morning walk and there's an evening walk with regards to the health and the principles. So this preparation in our lives, we see this takes place in the cities, and people organize these facilities. For example, take India, Pakistan, people in the evening, they walk around, they look around, they see flowers, they see the birds, and all sorts of things they'll see. If nothing else, a person will sit in the corner, he rests, relaxes, and a person feels refreshed. But the situation with regards to this world is not just the body that gets tired, but more than the body, the ruh, the soul, the spirit within gets tired. The feeling within a person, it gets exhausted. You see, sometimes a person does something, actions, it's not a physical, it's a mental tiredness, mental exhaustion. He hasn't picked anything up, he hasn't lifted anything. So the internal system is the same in that it also tires. And to prepare for its refreshness, to refresh it, to bring it back to strength and energy, just like a person when the body gets tired, a person goes to the park, to nice scenery and surroundings. So the ruh within us, the soul, the spirit, it gets tired due to the dunya, the world, and the impurities of the world affect the ruh more. And due to the issues of the world, the ruh gets tired. But sometimes it occurs that a person is tired of his ruh. So the ruh is tired, but he doesn't know. He says, I don't know what it is, I'm feeling tired all the time, I'm down, I'm distressed. He has good food, he looks after his body. And then he says, don't know why I feel so anxious and nervous, I'm not satisfied. These are symptoms that your body is fine, but within your ruh, your soul, your inner self, there's an issue there. There's a defect that's visible. Do you not understand what I'm saying? This is an illness that people have. Sometimes people, they look very fit and healthy, but inside they're totally withered away, like a dead body. They don't feel like eating or wearing something or listening to anybody. Why? Because they have corrected their bodies through exercise, go to the garden or etc. But inside they're not satisfied. When a person's upset inside, then you can see that person in a garden, take him to the fountain, waterfall or a beach. But that person, he goes as if he's deceased and he returns in the same way. He doesn't feel satisfaction for him, he needs something else, another solution that he should cover himself with to cover his issue and scenario. So Allah is Khabir and Basir, Allah is the Khaliq, He's the Creator. He knows what to prepare for our bodies, for our ruh. Just like for our bodies, physical self, Allah has given us nice natural resources and scenes. And person can walk and ride on the horse and play games. These are all jais, these are all permissible. No issue with that. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala says that your internal self, your ruh, you can't have a garden or a park that will refresh it. Allah says, for this I will myself make a garden. Subhanallah. So now Allah Ta'ala's garden, imagine its flowers, tell me. Imagine its fragrances, tell me. Imagine the wandering around in Allah's garden. Imagine the journey taken through the garden that Allah Ta'ala creates. Here we sit in the garden, we see sparrows or birds in Allah's garden. If we go for a walkabout, can a person return without maximum enjoyment and happiness? There cannot be a more unfortunate person that he has the ability to go to this park that Allah has made. Allah has prepared that park. And he doesn't wander on it, nor in the morning, nor in the evening, nor in the afternoon, not at dhuhr, not at asr. Isn't this the case? So then why do we complain and cry? The majlis was formed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's majlis, he was the one to explain, isn't it? The noble companions were present, and Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that when you pass by, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh my companions, let me tell you something today for the ummah as well, that Allah Ta'ala has prepared the resources for your ruh, for your souls." That physically our bodies go to the parks and open spaces and greenery. Allah says that I have prepared for you. And what is that? The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, the pious companions said, what is this park or this refreshing place? That once if you go, you will get such a jolt from Jannah, paradise, that inside everything will be purified and clean. And who's saying this? The head of the prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not some minor statement. He came to spread Allah Ta'ala's message. He was the final prophet. Whatever he said is sanad. After that, nobody can say anything with authority, with regards to deen. Nobody can speak in a greater way. That after Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came, but after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's nobody who can come and speak above him. No, nobody can. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the gardens of paradise, subhanAllah, that Allah Ta'ala has made these gardens, isn't it? So the Sahaba Kiram were a bit surprised. Oh, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the gardens of paradise, and to wander around in the garden of paradise. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Farta'u, with regards to these gardens, that there are such gardens within the world that, for example, in the world, when you go to the park, you have to take your own food, make sandwiches. You go like this, isn't it? You take your tea and snacks and the sheet to spread on the floor. Is there anyone who says, we'll go to the garden or to the park and the park keeper will give us himself, or we take sandwiches for the children, toffees, ice creams, snacks, will sit under the tree there in the shade, and the garden of paradise is such in which Allah Ta'ala will allow us to wander around, the food automatically Allah will give to us, automatically. Subhanallah. Farta'u, but just do one action. That eat so much that you cannot even be filled. So much food. Don't be miserly, stingy. It will be the food of Jannah, paradise. When you eat, it will be digested. Say subhanAllah. When you eat, it will be digested. Say subhanAllah. And this will be the food in Jannah, isn't it? You will eat, if you eat here, you have big chickens and different species of birds and roast legs and roast mutton. And you're eating and pushing it into the stomach. Bring some more. Eat more. Now it will be digested. That little bit of a small scale burp, and then that the fragrance of that burp will spread around the world. Here we say, oh, burp, what a disrespectful person, and smell and odor. But in Jannah, Allah has prepared that very light burp will occur, and there will be beautiful fragrance from that burp, and the hoors, the maidens, will be happy. When they're finished, then Allah says, bring more. So here, for example, this is the practice of Jannah. Farta'u, that Allah Ta'ala has created a garden there. beautiful open space for us, for our ruh. Allah has prepared that in the world, if you've got issues and problems and difficulties and you get upset, there are worries in the world. You won't get satisfaction in the world through drugs or other solutions. Allah says you'll not get the solution for distress anywhere. You will be distressed, you'll die as a distressed person. If you want to be saved, Allah says the garden that I manufacture in the corner, definitely wander around in there, walk around there. Shouldn't we do this, my friends? No? So how unfortunate we are, tell me, how unfortunate we are. That we must at least we should take this solution. Allah says that they will have stamps on those people that the garden is in front of them and they don't wander around in the garden. Food is prepared and you'll get the breakfast in the morning as well. Allah knows what breakfast that will be. Subhanallah. So that whenever you sit, the food will be presented. You sit in the afternoon, you get food in the afternoon. If you sit in the evening, you get the evening meal, beautiful dinner. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fartaw. So eat, consume. So the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum said, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may we give our all for you. But please tell us the point, we can't see any garden around here. Rasulullah said, you should be able to see. What are those gardens? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Halaka dhikr, the gatherings of dhikr, the majalis dhikr. The gatherings of dhikr, these are those gardens in which we should consume. These are those gardens that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that we don't understand. And our aqal, our understanding doesn't let us reach there. Come at least, eat the fruits from within. See what beautiful fruits come from within. You'll forget mangoes and the different species of mango. You'll have the mango of Jannah and you'll have extreme 100% satisfaction. Subhanallah. So for this, we need a bit of desire, passion. We need to have a desire to take the fruits of paradise. And this is the condition. Deep passion, strong desire, a yearning, a want. We should have that real passion that we want this, that we're yearning for this, that we desire this. So my brothers, the gatherings of dhikr that are formed, Allah Ta'ala said that this is a garden that I've created whilst you're in the world. It's a garden of paradise. Now it's sad that a person doesn't come to graze in that garden, to eat in the garden. People are running around upset, difficulties, bad issues, problems, and certainty has evaporated, belief has evaporated. People start to dislike the halakas of Allah's members. They say wrong things, they pick up on small points, irrelevant information. So those people have adab upon them. Allah says that they are deceased and they will leave the world deceased. Summum bukumun umyun. Allah says they cannot hear and they cannot see. They are totally ignorant. And this will not be understood that easily for those people. Such beautiful gardens Allah Ta'ala has created. Allah has prepared this morning and evening, subhanAllah. And in reality, a person in the night, when he works all day long, he's in the dunya, the impurities come on his body, problems, difficulties, children, issues, up and down. And when the evening comes, Allah Ta'ala opens that garden, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And then a person sits in that garden, then subhanAllah, glory be to Allah. This is Allah's garden, it's Jannah, paradise. Allah Ta'ala then sets that person, presses the reset button for that person, that he's living in the dunya, and he's doing the work of the dunya, and he's wandering around in paradise at the same time. So this is the praise for that person who does dhikr, the dhakir, my friends. The Allah Ta'ala says, I will give them a very high maqam, the people who are the dhakirin in this dunya. Look, there's one point here, another point, that for Jannah, that Allah Ta'ala prepares a person for paradise from right here on planet Earth. He starts to get the enjoyment, the beautiful taste. Such friends of Allah who'd never stand up after doing dhikr. They would stay, continue to do dhikr. And here, we come late to the majlis, somebody's coming here, somebody's coming there. The pious elders said that you could leave all of the majlis, etc. All other majalis, compromise them when the gathering of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr takes place. And it's not me who's saying that this is the fact. There should be a desire in your hearts. You should feel like leaving everything, the pastimes. Oh, we'll pray there. We'll do wudu there. So when this desire comes, Allah says that when insan, according to his desire, Allah gives, according to his yearning. Now, where are you going? I do dhikr. Is a difference between the heavens and the earth, between in the passion that a person should have within. Subhanallah. The difference of the two passions here is like the gap between the heavens and the earth. That from miles away, thousands of miles away, my Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, rahmatullah, from him, we directly heard that what was the yearning and the passion within those people. They didn't have cars They didn't have a route through the rivers, water. This is 80 years old event. So the weather was like this, hot, and there was a river there that used to flow, and things were raw at that time. But the dhikr of Allah was performed so much. He said that we used to wait for Thursday night in our city. And such a great statement that dhikr is happening in the morning. People aren't coming on time. I'll pray in another masjid. I'll be imam in another place. I'll do this. Is this desire? Is this passion for the sake of Allah? That don't create passion due to my words. This should be within you. Within you. One is forcing somebody, telling somebody by force. After that he makes a face, he's coming. Oh, he'll be upset, I don't want to come. Totally no, that's why I don't say that. I request, if you come due to the saying, that's not desire. The true desire and passion is that nobody should remind you and you have the burning fire within your chest and heart that you want to attend. And that's where you'll get the enjoyment. But if you say, I want to go for Umrah, for example, I'm telling you the right point here. Few times, if I want to go for Umrah and there's an opportunity, I don't go. At that time, I prefer to go when I lose sleep in the night and I see, subhanAllah, whether I'm sleeping or awake in Medina, that's when I like to purchase a ticket. So I just wait for those moments. Allah Ta'ala allow that desire to burn so that I can see your home and your Habib's court so that I don't stop for any reason. And then when that flame burns, then Allah Ta'ala makes the distance very short and easy. SubhanAllah. This is the journey of love. Allah makes it easy. So this is about desire. So Allah says it's sad that nobody is grateful for my ni'mas. That a person who's grateful for my ni'mas, he will be included in the list of the grateful people. Why do we sleep in the night? For example, oh, there's dhikr here or there's dhikr there. To a person who hosts dhikr, think about this as well. That the person who controls and hosts and looks after the garden of Allah, then imagine his position. SubhanAllah. If you make a garden, SubhanAllah, I'm just a general sort of point coming here. If you make a garden, you cultivate a garden and you appoint a manager, an employee that here's the keys, you need to look after the garden, and you are the malik, the boss. And then will he have a position of authority or not? He will. Whose employee is he? I am the employee of this person. So those who are the workers of Allah's garden, or Allah's gardens, then what will they be? Allahu Akbar, SubhanAllah. Yes, just to do their ziyarah is a great, great achievement. Just to see them. The person who's in charge of Allah's garden, here's the garden that's being cultivated, manufactured. Allah says here, you're in charge. And this is the desire we should have. That insan, why do we consider him as a minor? That person who Allah Ta'ala has apportioned, assigned. So imagine the status Allah gives for that person. Isn't it, brothers? This example has come in my mind so that we have more desire and passion. But it doesn't get created. It was inside, we're finished. We have allowed our desires to overwhelm us. Yeah? And that's why we are failing. So Allah says, this is my garden. I am the one who appointed the gardener. And the plants and the flowers have grown with my permission. And there's enjoyment of paradise. And the winds and breeze of Jannah is coming. And if somebody asks for dua in Jannah, is it accepted or not? Do the angels say Ameen or not? Tell me. It cannot be that a person sits in dhikr and he requests dua and it's not accepted. Dua is accepted anyway. But there are times for its acceptance. Either Allah Ta'ala will give it straight away or Allah will give the reward in Jannah and paradise. But dua is definitely accepted. Definitely. So a person, the pious elders used to wait. That will go to the gathering of this specific Wali Allah. They travel for hundreds of miles so that we can go to that gathering and we can do dua as well. SubhanAllah. They had so much belief and conviction that wherever the gardener is sitting, 100 years, 100 miles away, if he's the gardener sitting there, then he's come with Allah's permission. That the gathering cannot take place. Can the dhikr halaqa start if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it to occur? How can it? So this is such a great warning and good piece of news. The Rasulullah is saying, when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze within them. What fruits Allah Ta'ala has implanted? What foods Allah Ta'ala has implanted into these gardens? Apples, grapes, and plums. This is not the case. Here, what fruits our ruh is in need of, those have been prepared. What are those fruits? Another point comes in my mind. I'll tell you the fruit as well. That fruit is sabr. Tawakkal Allah. And to be sincere, and to persevere, and to have love, and to wait. These are the fruits that a person breaks. And that's why the people who do the dhikr of Allah, they become sabir, they become shakir. They are people who are content with what they've got. They're sincere because they eat the fruit morning and evening in the garden of paradise, Allah's garden. Allah says, قَلِيلٌ مَنْ تَشَادَ. The people don't understand. فَلَا تَعْقُلُونَ. Don't they have akal? Don't they have wisdom, understanding? Isn't this the case? So imagine the difference that a person who is eating the fruit of sabr morning and evening, Allah has put it in the plate and given it to you, then will you emanate from there, come out from there as a sabir, as grateful? So the reality here is that they do dhikr, the dhakirin, they come to the station of sabr and tahammul, and they have difficulties and issues. Allah Ta'ala gives them the fruits of perseverance and keep trying. Is it this the case? If a person eats, Allah's God, Allah says, eat as much as you can, you'll become a sabir, you'll become a shakir, person who remembers Allah. And Allah says that you'll do the right deeds, good deeds. You'll be grateful for the ni'mas of Allah, the gifts of Allah. You will cry, you will bow in humility, you'll be humble. Such maqams that a person, he eats the fruit. And this is all Quran and Hadith that I'm repeating to you. It's not from my pocket. We don't understand. How did you come here? Why did you come here? Because you got padlocks on the heart. So how will you come? You won't understand. So that's the generation we're in that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. That we say, we don't understand. That Allah Ta'ala's dhikr gives us all of the positive solutions, and the place where dhikr is done, the majlis, the gathering, is the garden of paradise, and we are in need of this. The dunya has become so impure that before today, 10 years before today, the impurities 10 years ago were 10 times less than the impurities now. The 10 years ago when I was in the dunya, it's not that same dunya, rather it's multiplied 10 times over with impurities and sins, and that's what we're living in now. Every moment of the dunya gets more impure, more dirty, more away from the right. Look what's happening around the world, blood beyond blood, and we see Kashmir, a person cannot see that the road, for example, the street for miles is full of blood. And whose blood is flowing? Children, mothers, sisters, and no recognition. People in the world, the whole world, if we look at it, they're playing with blood, they're enjoying where people are suffering. Can we imagine a fitna like this would come? It would come in the world? Tell me. Why? Ta'ala's ways and Allah's advice is we have left. We are ungrateful. We consider ourselves to be totally fine. It's happening over there. Allah Ta'ala says that this is my principle. First I show to someone that learned the lesson from these people. We enjoy seeing this and we become more stubborn. And that just like the flood water travels, then it also reaches to that person one day. So tomorrow we'll be asked that why did you not come to the gathering of dhikr? To the gathering of Allah's remembrance. That did Faruqi Saab come and host it? Could he dare to do dhikr? Could he dare to host dhikr? Who brought him? Who permitted him? Who told him to sit down? Who instructed him? Who instilled into your hearts his love so that you should go to him, the teacher, and pay attention to him? Was he your relative? No. Allah says, it's me that I made your hearts become revived with love. This is Allah's work. That Allah says, I could have instilled a dislike into your heart, but no, I have made you him the gardener, my wali, the gardener of my garden, Allah Ta'ala says. And I've created love. So come into his garden and pick the fruits that I have presented to you. Subhanallah. But we don't understand. We don't want to understand. Ajeeb subject within these words. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or you don't understand? So easy is the formula. Now will you leave the halaqah of dhikr, the majlis of dhikr? No, arrive on time, have desire. And remember one thing we need to remember. If your passion and desire and yearning is decreasing, and there's not that want, then this is extreme loss that you are going towards. Doesn't matter how much the dunya is increasing, your pockets are full to the brim. But if you don't have the desire for doing Allah's dhikr, then consider that Allah is upset with you, severely upset with you, and you're going into the fire of Jahannam. But if the desire is increasing, progressively increasing day by day, and a person is overwhelmed by dhikr, that Allah says, do so much dhikr, that people consider or say that you are mad. Subhanallah. That there's such a great halakha here, that Allah says, such a great jamaat and halakha of dhikr, Allah says, go crazy in doing dhikr, as if you're mad. Has Allah Ta'ala allowed us to go mad or look crazy for any other amal in the deen? Has Allah said that for salah or Quran or hajj, that we should go crazy running after it and doing it? And is there anything greater than the Quran? entice him to join, but no, Allah said about his dhikr is the greatest action. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah says, do you not see this universe, every leaf, every atom, every particle of dust? There's a reason for them being existent, as Allah says in the Quran. Sabbaha lillahi, that the earth and the heavens, there's nothing that has been created. There's nothing that has been created without the purpose. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm the Khaliq of whoever, whatever lives in this world. Only I can be the Khaliq. Nobody else can be the Khaliq. Allah says, I'm the Khaliq. I'm the creator. And that person whose physical body is coming to the world, Allah says, I've allowed him to be born. And I'm his Khaliq creator. Then Allah says, it's lazim, essential, that he praises me, Allah says, and he does my dhikr. He remembers me. Subhanallah. Tell me. And our dhikr, we have halaqa that is running. And what's the difference here? That a person who has the love and the yearning will come from 10 miles far. I remember something when I see this halqa. Okay? So everybody must be listening at this moment in time. I'm not announcing, if I say it, that my halqa has opened up. Whoever wants to come from anywhere, come in the morning, I swear by Allah, the whole masjid will fill up. It will fill up. I swear by Allah, if I say this, from London, from here, if people don't come, fill up the masjid, then tell me. Then tell me. People are desperate, but Allah Ta'ala tests that. There's a test for them as well, that I was taken from somewhere and I was brought here. Remember this. Tomorrow this could be with you, that you will be desperate and you will not be able to come to the halaqah, the gathering. The time comes. The time may come. So Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah says, Shakartum la azidannakum. Allah gives to those people who are grateful for the ni'mas of Allah. I tell you this all the time. So ask those poor souls who listen online, don't know how they'll be sat, how Hazrat Sahib is speaking, what gathering you'll be. This becomes a thought. Those people who 30, 40, 50 years sat with me in the dhikr of Allah, they cannot come. They cannot attend. So are you not fortunate, the people of Bolton, and they're making a fuss? No, I pray there, I pray here, I'll do this. Allah Ta'ala, when He grabs, we should be afraid. The ni'mah Allah Ta'ala, when He gives it, then whether we have understanding or no understanding, whether Allah Ta'ala introduces it to us, after that if a person makes a fuss, criticizes, then it's a dhab of Allah on that person, and Allah has grabbed hold of that person. All his ibadah is a mirage, because the main action that Allah Ta'ala gave him, he made a fuss and a complaint. So how's he gone? How's his desire decreased or diminished? And why is he feeling down? Why does he have love for other things? Why does he have a desire to go to other places? It's proven here that Allah Ta'ala has rejected that person. He's finished. We should be grateful when the desire increases, that a person should start prostrating in the court of Allah. So Zayf Sahib asked him, where's he from? From which town he must have come? He's got a bottle in his hand. Look at his age. And he's a member of the Tabligh Jamaat. Where is he going? I'm going to the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. From Blackburn has he come? So this is called desire. And no, I'll pray the Isha Salah. And for example, there are others who think like this. Oh, no, I'll pray there. No, where dhikr is taking place, we'll pray there. So this is the desire that we lack. This proves that within us, we are lacking something. Allah is unhappy with us. And if Allah is unhappy with a person, then he doesn't have deen, he doesn't have dunya, he doesn't have satisfaction, and nor can he attain anything. Dunya is just the name of one thing. And the dunya we live in is a place where we should earn Allah's radha. Salah is that where we attain Allah's pleasure. And fasting is that where we attain Allah's pleasure. And recitation of Quran is that where we attain Allah's pleasure. Not our nafs and our desires. We say that we don't keep the fast of Ramadan, we'll keep them in January. In January. Allah will say, it's not your choice that will run, it's my choice that will run. If I say June you have to fast, then you have to fast in June. That 14, 15, 20 hours, etc. Because if you fast, Allah Ta'ala says, you can run, keep fast in the winter or cooler period. There'll be nothing that you will earn. But you'll have to fast in June if that is the month. Because whose choice runs? It's Allah Ta'ala's choice that runs. So the gathering is here. And here you have to pray and you have to arrive here. But you have to have a desire, a deep-rooted desire. You should have love when you attend. Allah Ta'ala looks at the love within a person. The qulub, the heart, how much desire does he have for my name, my dhikr. You're not forced to do this. You are not forced to do this. We need to analyze ourselves. That why don't I possess this desire? Why is it not being created within me? We should be upset that Allah, my desire should increase. The grave is coming close to me and it's decreasing. The desire, what will happen to me? That this is the line that I can push on, I can explain about. This is the subject. Let's do dua to Allah. That we are lacking these factors. So the gardens of paradise, of the gardens, Allah's gardens, when they open, may Allah Ta'ala not put padlocks on them, and may they increase, that is better. And these majalis should stay existent, it's better, may Allah Ta'ala increase our desire. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا غزيرا غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأزلنا وجلنا وخطمنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة فقنا عذاب النار فقنا عذاب القبر فقنا عذاب الحشر فقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا شام القيامة مع الإيمان يا قاضي الحاجات احتاجاتنا يا دافي البليات اتفع بلياتنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرازنا اللهم اغفنا في بدني اللهم اغفنا في سمي اللهم اغفنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ہمارے ایک ساتھی ہیں, ان کی والدہ کا گزشتہ دنوں انتقال ہو گیا, ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی والدہ کو مغفرت فرمائے, جنت عطا فردوس میں جگہ نصیب فرمائے, یا اللہ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے, صغیرہ اور کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے, ان کے اولاد کو ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنائے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ اصحابہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.